Chapter 1. His eyes drifted from the road only for a second. That was all it took. One moment he was driving up the winding valley, the stark blaze of his headlights making the dewed grass seem frosted in the darkness. No street lamps out here, no white lines, no taxis either, or maybe he would have called one. Not that he was over the limit by any means, but during the course of a leisurely evening's dinner with friends, perhaps he'd had one more than he ought. One more than was sensible for a man in his position. Enough to cushion his reactions, so that when he caught the flash of movement at the side of the road, he was just a fraction slower than he might have been. He jerked the wheel. The shock of it a jolt to the chest. And then came another jolt, as the near side tyres rode up and over, as some thing thudded against the underside of the car. Later, he would be ashamed that his first instant thought was annoyance at the damage to his vehicle. He stamped on the brakes and staggered from the driver's seat. His breath came harsh in the still night. Using the flashlight on his phone, he edged back along the tarmac strip. During the day, the dark surface absorbed heat. Come nightfall, he knew sheep liked to lie on it. As he scanned the verges, he tried to persuade himself that what he'd hit was merely a sheep, or perhaps a badger. Right up until he saw it, lying crushed on the deserted road. A child's bicycle. Chapter 3. Afterwards, he couldn't remember the rest of the drive home. On some level, he'd registered that it passed without further incident. He steered and braked, changed gear, accelerated when the road ahead dictated, and he knew, had he been stopped, they would have taken one look and demanded he give a sample, just to find out what else was in his blood. As his vision was hemmed in by the reach of the car's lights, so his mind felt cornered, tucked in tight and hiding from the horror and the shame of what he'd done. It railed against reality, denied it, and wove a different tale. He recognized, dimly, that what he should have done was step up for it. Call it in and wait, stalwart, for the lights and uniforms to arrive, for suspicion and interrogations. But somewhere at the back of his brain, the part that coiled and slithered with all the baser instincts, a primeval will to survive kicked in.